I'm very excited. I am native. Well, Lexington is my home. I love this city. I've been a part of this community for nearly 30 years, and I'm very excited for this opportunity to give back to the community.
What do you think are some of the priorities for the public library system?
Well, I think it's probably no surprise to anyone that the public library and the needs of our community have changed greatly over the last 30 years. Part of my role is going to be to see how the library can meet those changing needs in a way that embraces and includes everyone in our community without leaving traditional library lovers behind.
How will that pan out?
So my personal history, my mother was a public library director. I literally grew up in the public library, going to work with her. And the library was always a place where I felt like I belonged, a place that was a second home for me. When I had my first son, that changed. My 15-year-old son is autistic. And I realized after taking him to the library that it was not a place where he felt like he belonged. So that made me think, how many other people are out there in our community that feel this way when they come into the library? So it's very important to me to make sure that the library truly reflects our community. I don't believe that we can be inclusive, truly inclusive of our community without reflecting our community. So the first thing I've done as director is to start working on a diversity and inclusion plan for the library.
How much, I guess that's not going to happen tomorrow.
No, we're going to be working over the next several months with a consultant.
So we live in an age when lots of people are sitting in front of computers and getting information off their computer. That's a part of the library system today too, but what's going to be the secret to maintain an interest in hardback books?
Well, you know, our circulation is the highest in our history, and that includes ebooks. I don't think hardback books are ever going to go away. There are a lot of people, myself included, who love the feel and the experience of reading a hardback book, but I think it's important for the library to maintain access to books to everyone, whether that's through hardback books or through ebooks.